Davis, if you would.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst and Council, for allowing me to make this presentation. I've written a book called The Black Presence in the War of 1812, Unsung Military Volunteers of North America. The War of 1812 was a defining moment in Canadian and American history. Blacks, as a people, lived, toiled under the yoke of slavery, and died dreaming of freedom. Black men had a vested interest in fighting for liberty. An American victory would see British Canada forfeit its freedoms to agonize under foreign control. Blacks would surely be enslaved. To every single African Canadian pioneer, enslavement was a fate worse than death. African Americans wanted to hasten emancipation in the USA and free family and friends. All blacks wanted to fight for liberty, prove their manhood, and be counted as nation builders. The aim of this book is to flesh out the contribution of blacks in the War of 1812. The true unheralded nature of their involvement must be brought to light, as it is fundamental to the development, building, and progress of North America. The intention is to provide a more accurate historical picture of the role and influence of black people than has been presented heretofore. I spoke with Paula today to say that in addition to donating my book, I'm requesting support of the town of Amherstburg to procure funds to raise a plaque identifying African origin people and their contribution to maintaining Canada's freedom during the War of 1812. The Amherstburg Bicentennial list of the 1st Essex Militia notes John Stokes and Fountain Thurman, both of whom received veteran land grants. A third participant working as a scout for Chief Tecumseh was John Hall, who was born near Amherstburg of a full Mohawk father and escaped slave mother. Hall was injured during the Battle of Stony Creek in July of 1812, became home to Amherstburg to recuperate, and was captured in September, along with his mother, three of his siblings, and numerous other prisoners. The captives marched from Amherstburg through several states, ending up in Virginia. Despite being prisoners of war, like all the other captives, Hall and his family were sold into slavery. Hall escaped, was recaptured, and escaped again. He swam the Ohio River and returned to Amherstburg. After extensive travels throughout Ontario, he is credited with founding Sydenham, now Owen Sound. Fountain Thurman was a free black man of color. The Thurman quarries, just outside of Gordon, a black settlement on Texas Road, provided the rubble stone to build the 18-inch thick walls of the Nazaré African Methodist Episcopal National Historic Site. As most of us know, Nazaré is the first National Historic Site dedicated to black history in the history of this country. Little is known about John Stokes. His son Peter was a founding member of the Queen Street Baptist Church here in Amherstburg and became a well-respected deacon within that denomination. Peter Jr. worked as a gardener on Boblo Island. These three men were men of destiny. Their stories are great in the annals of Canadian history. Descendants of all these men still reside in Essex County and beyond. There is some mention of Richard Pierpont and Captain Runchie's colored corps of men who fought at the Battle of Queenston Heights, where the fabled Major General Sir Isaac Brock was killed. The 1st Essex Militia was involved in that particular skirmish as well, and Stokes and Thurman may well have been there. These brave men and many others from across this great nation fought in the moments that saw Canada congeal as a multicultural country. African-Canadian involvement in the War of 1812 was significant. Amherstburg's African-Canadian population distinguished themselves and deserves to have a plaque commemorating them. Now, I have listed on a fact sheet that I gave you potential sources of funding. I'm specifically looking for Amherstburg's support. I'm certainly going to do the labor because, as those of you who know me at all, my passion is black history. And in this book, you will find much information And Amherstburg is truly the appropriate town to have recognition for African Canadians reaching back to the War of 1812.
Thanks for that presentation, Elise. Are there any comments or questions council have at this time? Councillor Davies, if you would.
Thank you very much, Ms. Davies. I want to congratulate you on an excellent book, and I had an opportunity actually to read it, or at least glance through it during the celebrations on the weekend, and I was extremely impressed that you were able to identify so many of the people who really did help move our freedom along. And I think it is a worthwhile adventure to acknowledge them equally with everyone else. So I want to thank you and congratulate you again on your book.
Anyone else? Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Ms. Harding, you've asked us to support, to procure funds. What type of funds are we looking at? I know you said a plaque. We got a dollar figure in mind or whatever?
I'm thinking some plaques run about $5,000. And I believe from the different sources that are available, including the federal government. I've spoken with the MP recently, and he thinks it's a worthwhile cause, that Amherstburg's support would greatly help me in approaching these different factions in order to raise the funds.
I think what your council can do is that the receiving of the presentation can include in there that the council for the town of Amherstburg supports funding, solicitation of funding for release to the federal government or the senior levels of government. I think that in itself would give them an opportunity to look at it in a more serious nature, and that's what we're looking for. That's what she's asking for at this time. Councilor DePasquale.
I'll make the motion. Make the motion to receive Ms. Harding's great presentation. I've heard kind of before with a lot of things in the past with the museum. And also further that the Amherstburg Council support Ms. Harding's request in supporting her quest to have a plaque put up somewhere in the community to recognize the black soldiers who fought and defended our country in the War of 1812. Further that other agencies be approached and give assistance to her in providing this plaque.
I think if you would include in there the senior levels of government being the federal and provincial governments.
Federal and provincial governments.
Yeah, they're a supporter for that. Councillor Puget supports that motion. Further discussion or dialogue? Councillor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Harrison. I just wondered if Bart would be open to a friendly amendment also, if we could send it to the Heritage Committee and ask for their support also. And
no problem.
And then if that's okay, if I could speak on it for a minute.
Go ahead.
Okay. And I too want to congratulate you, Elise. You have done so much, people of Amherstburg. And I really hope your book will be a success, and I hope it gets into all the schools. And the school boards will purchase it right across Canada and make it part of our history. Thank you.
Councillor Pila.
Thank you, Ms. Mayor. Just a quick comment. Yes, I definitely support this. And I think Elisa, she said she would do the background work and the leg work. Well, let me tell you, when she says she'll do it, she'll do it. And I'm sure it'll be a success. I wish you all the luck. And like you say, the town's behind you.
On the motion, all in favor, opposed, motion is carried unanimously. Thanks, Elise.
And so, Mayor, I would just simply like to read to the town of Amherstburg, thank you for your ongoing support of Black history. My name, today's date.
Thank you. We talk about Peter Stokes Jr. Now, that's the one on King Street?
Yes, sir.
That's right. His wife was a seamstress, Mrs. Stokes, yeah.
Estella.
Yeah.
I do have a people talking for sale.
Next item? Item 13.1. report from Engineering and Infrastructure, water main replacement on Hamilton Drive and Wilkinson Court, and the results.
Let's do that one while you got it, and then we'll play the ten. This council, pleasure relative to the water main replacement. Councilor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move the recommendations as listed in items 1 through 3 and 4, that bylaw 2013-72, being a bylaw to enter into a contract with Major Construction for the Hamilton Drive and Wilkinson Court water main replacement project, be read 3 times, finally passed, and the mayor and clerk be authorized to sign same there too.
There's supporter. That Councilor Pion supports that motion. Further discussion? Not all in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried unanimously, and then we'll go to the delegation. Please.
The next item, 13.2, is Texas Road Reconstruction Program Modified Options.
We have the Texas Road issue before us, and this evening we've had a public meeting, but this evening I'm going to ask council, we have some members of the Alliance who perhaps would like to make a presentation. I'd ask council if they would waive the move of order to allow that process to take place. Councilor Davies?
I so move.
And move, supported by Deputy Mayor Sutherland. With no further discussion, all in favor? Opposed? It's carried. Who wants to make a presentation? By all means, raise your hand, come forward. State your name for us, please, for the record, and you may, we'll give you 5 minutes to make your presentation.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm Joanne DiPerdomenico from 402 Texas Road. To say that I was disappointed in June with the news that the Texas Road project was to be put in abeyance just before the work was to start would be an understatement. I understood that council had received misleading information and that the improvements were only being put on hold until financial problems could be assessed and solutions discussed. But after seeing the two plans that have been proposed, I'm no longer disappointed, I'm angry. The media has been reported that most people are satisfied with the proposed changes. I'm not sure where this information came from, but based on the opinions I heard from people with whom I spoke at the information meeting last Wednesday, this is not true. Back in 2002, Lou Zarlenga, our own Director of Engineering and Infrastructure, told Council, the road requires an entire project of sewers, paving, and sidewalks. They will be working towards an entire renovation in the future. In 2009, he also made a report to Council stating that Texas Road had poor surface distortion, narrow shoulders, and heavy pedestrian traffic. In 2011, we thought we had finally been heard. The plans we were shown for our road exceeded our expectations. However, all that has gone by the wayside. I've seen the two new proposals. Neither one even vaguely resembles what we were promised. Neither one has a real sidewalk. Neither one has addressed the storm sewer problem. A wide road with a rumble strip might be appropriate for a rural road like Thomas Road between Texas Road and Elma Street, but is woefully inadequate for a road that has almost 200 homes and serves as a thoroughfare for another 240 in Kingsbridge subdivision. I was told that sidewalks crumble and need to be replaced often. I've lived here over 30 years. I haven't seen what we'd be considered a rash of sidewalk replacement in town. It was also suggested that a sort of curb could be added in place of the rumble strip. And where will the water go when it rains? Without storm sewers, I guess we would just be expected to drive through Lake Texas until things dried up. Imagine the traffic hazard of cars hydroplaning through the standing water. To accept these money-saving shortcuts is an insult to the residents of Texas Road. We have been put off for so many years with promises that the job would be done properly and completely, not piecemeal, in the future. Some of our residents, newly arrived in Canada, helped build our town with their hard labor. Our taxes have been duly collected every year and used elsewhere as the town saw fit. Now it is our turn. There are those who would feed our fear that our taxes will shoot through the roof if we insist on asking for everything. I'm not sure if you've noticed, but our taxes have not gone down in the past years, even though there have been no improvements made to Texas Road. Our taxes will always continue to creep up, but we won't see any benefit from it. We deserve more than just good enough. We deserve what every busy urban street requires: storm sewers, real sidewalks, and a decent road. Anything less sets a precedent for low expectations for future development. If money is the problem, then put some of these other jobs that seem to keep cropping up in abeyance. Why should we always be the ones who are made to do without? In today's world, much is made of the need for a healthy lifestyle, such as walking and biking. It is difficult to take part in these activities when they cannot be done safely. Not everyone is able to or chooses to make use of the new arena for their exercise regime. I speak not only for myself. Many of those here tonight support and agree with what I've said, and many of them here are in turn representing others who were unable to make it here tonight. Still waiting. The Texas Road problem is not going to go away. We are not going to go away, and we are not going to be satisfied with a few crumbs thrown our way. Sewers, paving, and sidewalks. Just what Mr. Zarlingo once recommended, and what you, Mr. Mayor, and the council promised. That's what we expect. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Now, is there anyone else wants to speak at this time? I think Joanne has perhaps give the sentiments of those that are here. Councillor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have a motion I'd like to make at this time, and if I get supported, I'd kind of like to speak to it. That the forthcoming report on Texas Road include the financial implications and potential funding sources, including any senior government grants or infrastructure programs for the following Texas Road reconstruction options. Option number one, as presented at the public open house on August 28, 2013. Option number two, as presented at the public open house on August 28, 2013. And the original $6.5 million option approved by council post-budget deliberations.
Supported by Councillor Davies.
Aye.
Motioned on the floor, you may discuss it at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think when the options that were presented at the public open house came, a number of councillors, myself, Councillor Pouget, spoke to the fact that while the cost was there, the financial implications weren't. And I'm sure, like all of my colleagues, there were good questions that were asked of me, and I'm sure of them at the open house in terms of why particular portions of the project were cut out, drainage certainly mentioned by Joanne, one of them, and why that was done. And of course, without those implications, we didn't have good answers. Right now, if we go back to 2012, we've been very unified on the matter. We made a motion in 2012 that Texas Road would be our number one infrastructure priority, and what we would do to that road in 2013-2014. We again approved that based on the information provided during budget deliberations earlier in the year, and then when the options came forward to us, we unanimously supported that $6.5 million option. And I think we're all in the same boat where we want to see what those potential funding sources are, what financial implications they have or don't have. I think there's been some great comments raised in terms of even looking towards putting reserves aside if we can't do the project to what we deem to be the correct path. And so I think this motion as an initial step will get us on the way where ourselves and the public will be duly informed as to all the potential funding sources and financial implications of all the options presented to date.
I think just for council's benefit, so that we don't get engaged in the thing, the direction here is given to administration. The direction is rather very definitive. I think if we could pass this particular direction, and then of course when that comes back to this body at that particular time, having it in front of us to look at each option, and we've listened to what the concerns of the residents on Texas Road is, we'll be able to engage in that, and then upon that meeting make the decision relative thereto. I just say that because I know when you have people in the audience, everybody wants to get in on it. But with the information in front of you, will give you that opportunity to do just that. Councilor DePasquale, you had your hand up?
Yes, thank you, sir. I've spoken to quite a few of the people in that area, and I got the message loud and clear that they want the whole biscuit, but I don't blame them. Unfortunately, a lot of people that have left us many years ago that would love to have seen that road fixed, and hopefully we can get it done. I know the council has been very sincere, and they meant what they said, so hopefully we can go back to supporting Councilor Sutton's motion and move forward.
Councilor Peel.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Along with the financial implication of this, I also like to see reports on the stormwater sewer as to why it was pulled out. Would it have been sufficient without being done? We need to see that.
Councilor Davies.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you, you know, I totally feel the pain of people on Texas Road. This is something I was so excited about. It's a state-of-the-art road. Like, we have state-of-the-art other things happening in town. It was a state-of-the-art, and it would have acted as, and I hope will still act as a model for all the new development that comes along, because it has a lot of those, as she said, it has a lot of the issues of health effects, their own safe walking, safe biking, good lighting, and it is a gateway into the subdivision. And I really hope we can figure something out, because I was so excited when this first plan came through. And you know, if the lights shine the correct way, possibly we can find some more grants and more possibilities. I really hope we can figure something out. I mean, that option was my most favorite option. If we can't have it, what can we have? But I would love to see the entire place completed as we designed it. And I hope the numbers work.
Yeah, Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councilor Sutton, I certainly will support what you've proposed here tonight. I was going to take it a step further, and I have a motion already here, but your hand is up quicker than mine. So, no, but I would really like to see this dovetailed from what you had put in of option 1, 2, and 6 to go strictly with option number 6, do the whole gamut, and have the proper financing, whether we have to debenture it or whatever
it is. You'll have an opportunity to discuss that when it comes back.
I'm just asking if Councillor Sutton would be willing to center in on option 6 alone rather than 1 and 2 as well.
If I may, Mr. Mayor?
Yes, please.
Well, that's certainly the motion that's on the books to date, and I want that information. Unfortunately, as we all know, and as Mrs. DePerdomenico alluded to, we were given some information that we based the decision upon that was not complete, let's just say that. And so I think it's important to have all the options in front of us. I mean, the council's already stated what their preferred option was, I believe, in terms of our motion. We could have chosen less expensive routes at that time. But I think it's important to say, okay, you know, we made a decision once based upon incomplete information. Let's get all the information forward, and then we can debate about what our next best move is.
I think when that information comes before you, as I said earlier, then you'll have an opportunity to digest it and make a very prudent decision at that time. Councillor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. Through you to Lou, I was going to ask, when we had the $6.4 million or $5 million option, to do the whole of Texas Road. And then there was discussion about sections of the road and that we had to dig down and we had to put more granular there. In your opinion, would it be more costly now that we know that? Or was that taken into consideration?
Mr. Mayor, option number 6 included digging down.
And also, regarding the ditch, the ditches, and we're all very concerned about that. Could we have it in the report that if there were any grants available for us to go in and do the ditches, if it's at all possible this year, with the funds that we had put away for, because we had planned on doing up to section, the section up to Not Hill, correct? If we could use that money to do all the infrastructure for the storm sewers or to cover the ditches, and then the next option would be to continue with the project in 2014 and 2015. It would be a delay by 1 year, but at least we might be able to complete the entire project.
But we've got to deal with the motion that's on the floor here. And that information coming back, you'll have an opportunity to have an in-depth discussion and then make the decision at that time. On the motion, go ahead.
Yes, and I appreciate that, Mayor Hirst, but when we make a decision, I think we need to have all of the information before us before we can vote on something, and that's why I'm asking.
Nobody's suggesting that isn't, but in the motion, it identified that very fact of Councilor Puget, what we're saying. Please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I share Councilor Puget's concern about the wastewater. And as we all know, wastewater is a different funding source than the general levy. So I think that's where we have to be careful and say, okay, so how much is the road reconstruction? Where would that funding source come from? General levy, debentures, government grants, et cetera. Wastewater, where would that come from? What's the cost of that? What's the financial implications? So I agree with you. We do need all that information before we make a decision. Hopefully this motion gets all that information back to us.
The purpose of this motion is to do that, and at that time you'll be able to have an in-depth discussion relative to that. On the motion, all in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried unanimously. Thank you. Next item.
Item 15.2, agreement to defer development charges 518, 520, 522, 524, 526, and 528 Gulfview Drive, Amherst Street.
Councilor Pilon.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll move the recommendations in items 1 and 2, and then item then 3 is a bylaw 2013-89. Being a bylaw to authorize the signing of agreement to defer development charges, having been read 3 times and finally passed, and the mayor clerk be authorized to sign the same thereto.
It's been moved, supported by Councilor Davey. Further discussion? Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Could I get some clarification on this? I thought we had all deferences in for this matters. Be deferred till we get the bylaw rewritten. Am I wrong in that?
Rebecca, would you respond to Deputy Mayor Sutherland's
question? Yes, thank you, Mayor Hirst. In response to that question, it's true. There was recently a report put forward through the CAO's office recommending a moratorium on all user fees for a 3-month period until a new policy comes forward. What's being recommended this evening is a deferral, just a temporary deferral in payment of development charges, but not relief from those fees. So the maximum length that the fees could be deferred would be 18 months or until the property is sold to the new owner.
All right. Thank you.
On the motion. All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried unanimously. Information report, the recommendation, what's the council's pleasure? Deputy Mayor Sutherland, relative to the information reports.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Relative to those reports, I would move A and B as listed.
Been moved. Is there support for that? Councillor Sutton, further discussion? Councillor Davies.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you, just one of the comments in the risk management or risk assessment report is that certainly the sidewalk inspection is once yearly. That is in the spring. Is it possible to have one in the fall as well? Because things shift, and I know they make some adjustments in the spring for winter. But I'm just wondering if it would be in our best interest to be doing a second scan in the fall to catch things before the snow falls and the bricks are out of place and covered by snow and things like that.
Well, I think what would probably be the prudent thing is administration for them to come back with a response for our next council meeting, because you could do it on a monthly basis. If you were given direction from council, then of course you'd have to look at exactly what the value of it. So I think if you want administration to check that,
that would be fair. Yeah. Is there a value to checking as far as risk management goes? Just check it a second time or not?
Okay, that's been noted. On the motion, Councillor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Hurst. My concern is number seven, to make necessary repairs to skate park surface. And
Councillor Deepa, excuse me for a minute. Councillor Deepa Squally, could you shut that door, please?
And I understand that they don't have a costing yet, but I think it's important before we go into budget, if we are going to repair that park, and we should repair it, if we could have a costing. And the second thing is I give credit to Legislation Services for bringing up the idea of an RFP for competitive reasons.
Okay. On the motion, all in favor? Opposed? Motion again is carried unanimously.
Item 18, Your Worship, consent correspondence.
What's your pleasure relative to consent correspondence A through to D? Councilor DePasquale.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that correspondence be received, and I'd like to speak to item C, potential resolution regarding flying lanterns.
Correspondence A, B, and D.
We
move to receive.
Yes.
Supported by Councillor Puget. Further discussions? All in favor? Motion is carried. Councillor DePasquale, relative to
item
C.
If I could, I'd like to make a motion that we forward this resolution to Chief Sinisak and get some comment back. I don't know if everybody had a chance to read the report. Mm-hmm. It's kind of scary, really. There's some type of new gadget that they can kind of throw up in the air like a balloon, and this one came crashing down, almost burning something down. So it's kind of dangerous. It would be nice to get a comment from the chief to see what he thinks if we should go after buy.
Well, yes, I think that's the thing we should do, and that's your motion on the floor. Supported by Councillor Pienaar. To no further discussion, all in favor? Opposed? Motion again is carried unanimously.
Item 19, correspondence 19.1, Verdi Club's Gala Evening of Music.
This is before council again. I think it came before council at one time before, but I don't think we got something definitive on it. Taking consideration into the fact that what this gala is for, and I think when you look at the Verdi Club, when you look at the contributions that Service Club has made to this particular community, I think having regard for what they are doing and recognizing the name of the person that their club is named after, I think it's incumbent upon us to look at this and give a better, I would say a better recognition through a contribution of whatever to denote that very fact. Councillor Davies, questions if you have?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, there are some questions in that. You know, I agree. This is a very important club, just as Texas Road is a very important street. And it is part of the history of our Italian community. We did talk about not donating to different individual events, and I'm wondering, is there something in kind we could donate that would not be outside of our budget versus, because it makes it tricky when we're donating to one and not to another. We know there are so many important organizations in town that really do deserve our is there a way that we could consider in kind support?
I really don't know, but let me just say, to answer your question, I think one of the things that it's so easy to say, have a council put a policy in place where you're not going to donate anything, because that's the most easiest thing you can do sitting in this legislative assembly. But at the same time, I think you have to look at the request on its merit. And so when it comes before you and look at the years that the Verde Club has served to this particular community and the value that this community has garnered, we talked about Texas Road earlier, all you have to do, I remember Texas Road as a young lad, and there wasn't nothing there, and through the immigrants from Italy coming there and establishing residency there, and of course they had some struggle, they had some challenges, of course, learning the language, getting jobs, and I think when you look at what they're celebrating here, I think there's a tremendous value, and I think we have a responsibility as a counselor to be able to make a decision relative to this request and then be able to defend making that decision. Councilor Peeling.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, we, if you remember, we did sponsor the Chamber in their event recently to a bronze sponsorship. But I'd be in favor of sponsoring their like a silver sponsor of $500. I'll put that out.
Is that a motion you're doing? Or
yes, that'd be a motion.
Put it in a motion. Is there a support for that? Councilor G. Pasquale supports that motion. Further discussions? Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think with the importance of this this event and the fact that we've already renamed the street Via Verde for the celebration, I think it would behoove this council to move that up to $1,000 if the councilor would do so.
Discussions on the floor on the motion. Councilor DePasquale.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just to clarify, our previous payment that we did, I think it was half page, it was in the Echo. This is for the commemorative book, just to clarify
That's right.
Okay. And you can buy a table for $1,000. I don't know how many counselors are going to go, but
well, I would encourage the members of council to go for this particular gala. Councilor Peel.
Okay, thanks, Mr. Mayor. I guess with the discussion we've had, I'm gonna change my motion. Can I change it?
No, I would ask that you withdraw your motion. And it would, if it's okay with whoever the supporter was, then you can put a new motion on the floor. That's how we'll do it. Okay?
Okay.
Withdraw your motion?
I'll withdraw my motion.
And it's okay with the supporting motion has been withdrawn. All in favor? Motion is withdrawn. Go ahead.
Okay. I do believe that council ought to participate in this, so I'll make a motion that we do buy a table. A table will be at a cost of $800, and also a half page at a cost of $100 in the commemorative program book. And I think that will give the town some real good exposure.
There's support for that motion. Councilor Davies supports that motion. Just let me ask you, saying eight, who are the eight that's gonna go there? That doesn't even.
If
I may, Mr. Mayor, I believe that we received an email from our deputy clerk at some time, and anyone that wanted to attend on behalf of the town was to let Paula know. I've already responded in the affirmative. I don't know.
Councilor Puget, on the motion. Has there been a supporter for that motion?
I do.
Yeah, okay.
Just on the motion, and it's just a clarification, Councillor Pion, you said $100 for a half page ad, but I don't see the half page up or 100.
Yeah, just a little higher up.
It's there.
Or if you look on the board, yeah.
Oh, on my computer? Okay, I'm looking at.
If you don't get this, it's different.
Page 197.
On the motion, further discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is lost. Counselor Sutton.
Motion to approve sponsorship at the gold level of $1,000.
Been moved to their supporter. Counselor DePasquale, you got your hand up or not? I'm sorry. On the motion. All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried unanimously. Took a while to get there, didn't it, fellas? Next item?
Next item is unfinished business from earlier this evening.
Any unfinished business? Are there any unfinished business? Counselor Pilon? Counselor Pilon? Unfinished business?
No, I have none to report.
Okay, that's what we're under, unfinished business. No unfinished business? New business. There's no new business? Report from in-camera session.
Council met at 9 a.m. on August 30th of 2013 for a special in-camera meeting and discussed one item as provided for under Section 239 of the Municipal Act. It was a land acquisition and disposition matter that was heard under Section 232C and F of the Municipal Act. As a result of that discussion, the following motion is before Council. That Council authorize the Mayor and Clerk to execute a Memorandum of Understanding as per the confidential administrative report dated August 27th of 2013 and discussed at the August 30th special in-camera meeting of council.
Councilor Davis.
I so move.
Been moved. Their supporter, Deputy Mayor Sutherland. Further discussions? Hearing none. All in favor? Opposed? Motion again is carried unanimously.
Okay, that brings us to the items discussed in camera for September the 3rd. Council met at 6 p.m. on September the 3rd. For a special in-camera meeting and discuss two items as provided for under Section 239 of the Act. Item A, legal matters, semi-annual status report, heard under Section 239(2)(e) and F. There is nothing further to report on this matter. Item B, and the annual shareholder meeting proxy holder, heard under Section 239(2)(f). As a result of that discussion, the following motion is before Council. That Council rescind the motion from its August 12th of 2013 council meeting regarding Essex Power Corporation appointment of proxy holder for shareholders 2013 annual meeting.
It's council's pleasure. Deputy Mayor Sutherland.
I'll move that.
Been moved. They're supported. Councilor Davis supports that motion. Further discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried unanimously.
Okay, so the new motion before council on the matter is that Mayor Wayne Hurst be appointed proxy holder for the town of Amherstburg to cast its shareholders' vote at Essex Power Corporation's 2013 shareholder annual meeting, and that Bill Wark be appointed as an alternate proxy holder for the town of Amherstburg to cast its vote at its shareholders' meeting at Essex Power Corporation's 2013 shareholder annual meeting if Mayor Wayne Hurst is absent from the meeting, and the Director of Legislative Services / Clerk be authorized to sign all necessary proxy forms to implement this resolution and forward them to Essex Power Corporation.
Councilor Pilon.
I'll move it.
Been moved. There's support for that motion. Councilor DePasquale, further discussions? If not, all in favor? Opposed? Motion again is carried unanimously. That brings us to bylaws. No, are there any notices of motion? No notices of motion. That brings us to bylaws. Confirmatory bylaws. Councilor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move that bylaw 2013-90 be read three times, finally passed, and the mayor and clerk be authorized to sign same thereto.
Been moved, supported by Deputy Mayor Sutherland. Further discussions? If not, all in favor? Opposed, motion again is carried unanimously.
Motion drives?
No, adjourned. It's been moved by Councilor Daly.
Motion to adjourn.
Adjourned, supported by Councilor Pila. All in favor? Motion carried unanimously. Thank you. Have a safe trip home.